It is 12:05 and it's the 1st of June. Mm-hmm. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu,
Udhadri Raj.
And it's also day 76 ever since we've had the MCO on March the 18th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So March the 18th, we had the movement control order, and then somewhere in between, we had the conditional movement control order, or the CMCO, and it's day 76 already ever since that happened. And it's also, of course, middle of the year. It's the 1st of June. Right in that,
I still can't wrap my head around the fact that it's already June. I guess because most of 2020, when you know,
staying at home, washing hands, right? Everyone's just staying at home and washing hands. That's been the first half of the year. But you know, during this CMCO period, many of businesses have been allowed to reopen again and allowed to operate with very strict SOPs. And you know, after the Raya festive weekends, 2 weeks ago, I think more and more people are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with the idea of going out. And one of the places that we love as Malaysians to go out to before, you know, this new norm was shopping malls. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in our vicinity, I think there's at least 9 shopping malls within the 15-minute drive, right?
We're surrounded.
Yeah. We're surrounded by malls. And we just thought, why not today we talk about malls, because me and Audrey had both went to the shopping mall to buy necessity items, but we decided to go to a shopping mall, and you know, we'll discuss about our own experiences, and we want to know from you, have you been confident enough to actually shop at shopping malls? Right. Get in touch on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. We've got polls running on Twitter. We've got like a slider, a confidence slider on Instagram, or you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and get in touch with us. Have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? And then later on, we'll be talking about the SpaceX Dragon. It's the new era of space flight. And ending our show for today, we'll be talking about brands that came together during the pandemic, local brands especially, and what they did for everyone in the spirit of the, you know, Kita Jaga Kita.
So let's just get into this mall story. So I've been putting off going to a mall. I understand that, I think it was May 1st on Labor Day when our Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that, you know, some malls and some retailers will be allowed to open again. So May 4th is when it happened. So we've had less than a month to actually venture out. Yeah. And I know that I was surprised yesterday when I finally decided, okay, I need to get some contact lenses and replacement milk bottles for my baby. I decided I'm gonna call an order, and I'm gonna go out there and just collect it from the counter and head home, because I've been putting off going to the malls just because it's not that I don't trust myself, you know, but I'm worried about just being with so many people and people touching things, and you know, maybe just slightly paranoid because I have elderly parents at home, and I have a baby as well. So I've been putting it off, and I finally decided to go out. And I have to tell you, I was shocked. I was shocked by the amount of people at malls. I was just thinking everyone would be like me, like a bit apprehensive about, you know, venturing out. But there were mall rats. Like, you see young kids, you know, and everyone was wearing face masks. It looked like Shanghai or Beijing, you know, for me, because I'm not used to seeing so many people with face masks on in different designs as well. and it was, the traffic was like, maybe not the weekend mall traffic, but I'm talking about a weekday mall traffic. Yeah. And the car parks were...
getting filled up.
I still had to look for space to park as well. But yeah, it's a completely different experience. But there's also this article that I wanted to discuss from the Malay Mail from earlier this week, where they spoke about how face masks and hand sanitizers and antibacterial wipes are now essential items for shoppers when they run errands at shopping malls, and how it's also a different experience. Walking in malls today, there's a sense of quietness. Everyone's in face masks, like I mentioned, you know, and you also have to line up outside of stores before you actually can get in. You've got to take your temperature as well. You've got to scan QR codes. But I have to say, in my experience, things weren't as organized as I expected. Like I would think that a mall should have if you go in, you need to get your temperature checked, and then you have to scan a QR code, and you should have to do the same at every outlet. But it wasn't the same for me, because I went to one place and I had to scan a QR code. I went to another place and I just had to write my name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the girl at the shop, when I was writing my name down, and then I was like, aren't you going to take my temperature? And she was, because there was a there was a column for temperature, and she's like, tak apalah tu kat, tak apa, nanti saya masukkan. But you don't know my temperature to masukkan, right?
That's the thing, right? I was like, ayo, but you already got your temperature checked to get in.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right?
But don't you need all these things for record as well?
So I know.
It's not like they have every system in place yet. You know, there's still discrepancies. Some people are doing it, some people are not. Some people, I just see, just walk into the stores because there's a line to, you know, write your details down, right? So that was kind of scary for me. But I like the fact that, you know, you had to have a mask on before you can actually interact with the person behind the counter. They were sanitizing all your products after they've put it into the bag for you. They'd spray it down for you, and then they hand it over to you. And so for me, I felt like there was some sense of security, but there was still, like, it was still a bit lax, lah.
Yeah. Right. Actually, it was the same experience for me as well, in the sense that I went to a neighborhood mall nearby my house. I didn't want to go into KL. So we went to a neighborhood mall for the fact that my mom needed new slippers. And this is like home slippers. So we thought, like, you know what? I'm not going to buy online because it's a little bit difficult to know the sizes and it's tricky. You know, plus with, you know, with parents, you know, their foot tends to have, you know, it's like a bunion kind of thing. So you need the right shoe to, you can't just buy, you know, a shoe on e-commerce and hope that it fits, right? So we thought, like, there is a shop in our neighborhood mall. So we went there. But just like you, you know, it's different way of going into the outlet, different places, right? Even though it's in the same mall, some use QR code, some just use a pen and paper, some they just kind of like let you just go in, and then they'll, you know, once they see, oh, it's a bit too many people, then they'll, you know, stop the crowd. So why are there, you know, differences in the mall, right? So it should be because the mall operators are the ones who will basically at the end they be responsible to, you know, what their tenants are doing. So I think, you know, one, I hope in, you know, as we ironed out these kind of nitty-gritty issues, this will be implemented. And two, is also like, how long can this go on for?
Right.
You know, of course, for the first 2 months, 3 months, we could be, you know, be very strict about it. But, you know, as human beings, we tend to get laxed about it, you know. And my worry is that maybe after 4 or 5 months, would things still be the same? It's my other worry, right? But I did it. It's also because I needed to get my mom to experience what the new norm is. You know, it's only me and my mom who live up by ourselves. So if I'm at work and if my mom needs something or for an emergency, she can't get it delivered on the dot because we don't have that kind of a service yet. So she has to go out. And if she goes out,
she needs to know the process.
The processes. Mm. Even if it's just visiting, not just a mall, but, you know, our regular mixed rice place, or our regular, you know, place where we buy, you know, Thai food and stuff, or even Chinese food. You know, they still have either a QR code or you got to fill up the form. And then you got to line up. So, you know, she's never been out of the house for 76 days. So for her, in that 76 days, a lot of things have changed. So I had to, like, you know, sort of educate her about where do you stand. And, you know, so you see that red line, that means, you know, you stand here. And, you know, the next red line is a meter apart. And then when you go in there, this is how you do the QR code. You open your phone and, you know, thankfully she's a little bit tech savvy. So, you know, and it's pretty simple. But I can see it's a difficult process to learn for some individuals. So, yeah.
How did she find the experience?
Very, very, very tiring.
Right. Oh.
Extremely tiring. And it's just to go into a mall, get a pair of slippers, and then we decided to, you know, look for some other stuff since you're already at the mall and, you know, there was a shop that had sell like pots and pans, so might as well get new ones because you're cooking more often these days. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just getting two items from two different stores took us nearly like 4 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, a lot of my... I've never been a mall rat. I mean, I don't enjoy going to malls anyway, right? Until if I go, it's because I'm going to a particular shop to get something. So nothing's changed in that way. You know, my food gets ordered and all that. So, but if I do go, it's like... in and out kind of thing, you know. But and I avoid it as much as possible.
But the in and out is also now not really possible because that's what I thought I was going to do. I was like in and out, not, two items.
Not mall. So the what do you call it? The neighborhood mall. Neighborhood, so which isn't as packed, which isn't as what. So I can really.
It's still going to be.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I planned ahead and I called ahead and I still ended up taking at least 2 hours to just get a pair of contact lenses and also some bottles just because of the queues and the processes and. There's no in and out anymore, I think.
Yeah. So let us know, have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? Get in touch, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with your messages after this, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we've been asking you, have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? Get in touch on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. What do we have on Twitter?
So on Twitter, we have Richard here who says, it's not the malls that I'm afraid to go to. It's the people that are going to the malls and not following the guidelines that worry me. I'm with you, Rich. Mm-hmm. Marcus says that unless the malls have HEPA-filtered air conditioning, okay, that's a good point. There's another one here from Vasugi who says, I want to very much, just haven't found the courage to do so. And I think, you know, it's a really fair balance in our poll because we asked, have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? 40% say yes, 41% say not yet, and about 18% say they prefer to shop online.
It's about the same on Instagram as well. We did like this slider and the most common answer seems to be hovering around 50%. Of confidence, right? So they're not fully confident yet, nor are they like fully deterred away. It's just like kind of like maybe it's self-confidence, right? You know, and maybe perhaps what malls could do is I know what they've been doing in Thailand is because malls have been coming up with YouTube videos in Thailand promoting about new guidelines of how to shop in their own shopping mall, right? So I probably, you know, one of the ways I think shopping malls could give this confidence to people like, you know, who've mentioned about this self-confidence not going out, is to create videos of how would people actually shop in their malls, right? And that, I think, would build trust.
I've got something here from good old Maggie Best. She said, I had exactly the same experience that Audrey went through. I think we may be fooling ourselves that we are carrying out the SOP correctly. There were also people who still want to jump queue, getting a temperature scan, writing down the details. And yes, Jeff, it is exhausting to shop, even essential. So no more fun shopping for me and my family until we have the vaccine.
So interesting that, you know, we noticed this parallel, this 50% from our responses on Twitter and on Instagram, right? Because this morning on The Breakfast Grill, Chuang spoke to MRCA President Datuk Gary Chua and Tan Sri Teo, the President of Shopping Malls Association Malaysia. And, you know, they were talking about how malls have been faring since being allowed to open during CMCO, right? And I think the stats that you're about to hear in this clip that we're going to play for you will tell you exactly why we have this 50%, 50-50 results on our survey.
Well, we are quite encouraged that over the last 2 weeks, the traffic has been picking up steadily. And I would say that last weekend, the load is almost 50% back to normal. Footfall, traffic, car park, loading and all.
Okay, Dr. Sri Gary Chua, from your association point of view?
It seems that the outskirt mall are doing better than the city malls. Somehow or other, people are still having a lot of reservations going to the city malls, you see. You see, for example, you see, most of our members are recorded from 10 to 30% sales only compared to versus previous from the F&B, JD Sports, Fashion, and a host of others, except the grocers and health products. Even the pharmacies, they are still doing okay and doing well in the other commercial shop houses. But even in the mall, they dropped by 50%, is it? So, and even the convenience stores, let's say, mostly at the outskirts, the convenience stores, they also dropped about 20%. And fast food also from 40 to 50%. And these are some of the current situation. But some good news from Tan Sri is that, as I said, a little bit outskirt, the malls are doing much better than the city malls. Probably city malls also depend a lot on tourists, isn't it? So you can see now there's a big absence of tourism. sort of activities. So probably that affected a lot of a great deal on the city malls as well. I believe we'll pick up soon.
When you say pick up soon, and how soon, and what makes you optimistic?
You see, city, some of the offices are still closed, you see, like Petronas and all those, most of the major offices. Many of them are still working at home due to the online sort of situation. So this will, I believe, will improve gradually in the coming months. Once the MCO is lifted, this will have a better balance compared to current.
Actually, that's interesting in the sense that, you know, city malls are still badly affected simply because a lot of the, you know, offices, like you mentioned, in like Petronas and stuff, right? Most of them have already said that you can work from home, you know, moving forwards, right? So then you tend to not have as many people visiting.
And tourists.
And tourists is basically non-existent at this point in time. So it's the neighborhood malls that are actually packed. And I say packed as in like it's because you have to queue up for many things. And this, in, you know, each store may only allow 20 people or 5 people depending on how big the store is. So you tend to feel like, oh my god, there's a lot of people. Yeah. But actually maybe there's only 20 people inside. It's just a lot of people queuing outside. And in the neighborhood mall that I went to, a lot of people were, you know, just roaming around because I think they were just deterred off queuing up. I had to queue up for nearly an hour in one of the stores just to get in. Yeah, so, you know, I'm like, this is it, but I really needed to get the item from this store. Hence, I was willing to queue for an hour. But I know a lot of people who just, you know, like I could hear eavesdropping. They just looked at the crowd and they go like, you know what, let's not queue for this. Let's just walk around then, right?
So that's the thing. It doesn't seem worth it, you know, to stand in line for an hour.
It's not a Disneyland ride.
No, yeah.
So the other thing that's happening at malls today, and I think it's also affecting sales, is that there are certain things that you can't do like we used to. You know, the shopping experience is completely different. Like, there's a no trying policy for most retailers.
No samples.
So you're going to have to like go back to the traditional way of trying to measure clothes, you know, putting it on your shoulder, around your neck, you know, and things like that. Things that I only see my mom doing now, you can actually notice in the stores. The other thing is, like, you know, for makeup products and stuff like that, I think Sephora said that they have stopped all makeup trial services for the time being. They're encouraging their customers to use their online shade application to kind of see if the shades match them. Customers can also no longer sample scents at Sephora when you want to look for perfume, right? Look at Baskin Robbins.
You can't sample
there's
anymore.
There's a freeze on free tasting as well, right? So I think some people have just decided that, you know, it's not the same experience. You better just get in and get out. This article that I picked up from the Malay Mail also, the reporter interviewed several shoppers, and I think a couple of them said that they felt like people aren't afraid of this virus anymore. They said that the environment, I think this is one shopper who said that the environment at Megamall felt like just like it did before the MCO was enforced. It's quite scary to see so many people at the mall. We were supposed to practice social distancing, but we were, this is a quote, we were in a sports apparel shop earlier and the space in the shop was so tight, there was no way for social distancing between customers who are in the shops. We didn't dare go inside when we saw the long queues and the cramped space in the shops. That, and they said that it's impossible to do window shopping as well because you need to queue in order to actually get in and view the
items.
And
you feel bad when you do window shop because you are hogging the line outside because you are there, you know, kind of like time wasting. You know, when I did, after an hour, entered the shop that I really wanted to go, they actually told me, like, so you only have like 30 minutes to do so. I felt like I was in an amazing race then. I was like, all right, set the timer, boom, and I'm running. And I was like running and can't find the item. And then I went to the, like, you know, sales girls, like, excuse me, do you have this item? It's like, oh, it's over in that counter. Ooh. Ran to that counter, packed it up, 5 minutes, I'm out. And like, you know, I felt like I got a medal, but
I didn't know there was a time limit.
Yeah, most of these stores, when the queue is too long, they tend to put a strict time limit because they don't want you to hog the line outside, which I understand, but not many people would have this same amazing race mindset when you go in. You know, they just want to window shop, which is fine, but not maybe in the new norm.
They don't want you to circulate the air.
No.
And you know, so, yeah, I mean, it's just like, and also because over the weekend, I think two major sporting apparels had their sale. And I know a lot of my friends who are sneakerheads, you know, they were posting up videos of the queues in many different malls, you know, to get like the best deals, I just decided to go online. Bought it online. Mm-hmm. It hasn't arrived.
Yeah.
Compared to you lining up maybe a couple of hours, buying the item, you get to try it on and you get the item on that day itself. But I'm thinking to myself, where am I going to wear this shoe?
Mm. Oh, yes. Then there's that too, right? So you're going shopping, but you know, what are you going to do with the stuff?
So yeah. I'm like, I can wait for a month, even if the shoe takes a month to arrive. It's fine.
No instant gratification, but there's safety there.
Yeah.
There's always that element of, oh, what did I order? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that too, you know, that gratification comes like a month later and you realize, I did pay for this and cleared my bill for that. Now it has finally arrived. So yeah. Anyways, get in touch with us. We're still continuing our discussion on, have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? You know, I think, again, one of the things that was, you know, on YouTube, if you just go onto YouTube, search for Bangkok shopping malls COVID, you would find all kinds of different malls having their videos of how they, you know, do this new norm of shopping. Right. And it's really interesting because even like elevators where you don't want to press the buttons, right? Yeah. So we tend to use our house keys or car keys or the elbows. But the elbows is difficult when it's covered and there's like a, you know, subtle hole that you got to, you know, put your fingers in through. So you use your car keys or you use some form of, you know, coins that you use, right? Yeah. But in Thailand, some of these malls have resorted to foot pedals. So they've actually have pedals like you have in your car, but each pedal represents the different floors and, you know, door open and door close.
Oh, wow.
So you just, you know, step on the pedal. It's a foot pedal. So there you go.
How awesome.
I mean, like, that's creativity.
Right. Yeah.
Because you don't want to touch things, and then you got to have sanitizer because you've just touched it. So sanitizer is more cost. Every store I went to, they all had their own sanitizer. Mm. And then they were sanitizing, even when you pay, they give you a small little basket. If you're putting your money into it, they give you the basket. Yeah. You put the money in there, they take the money. And after the customer is done, they spray it with sanitizer, wipe it all clean again. I was like, that's cost for you.
Right. Mm.
And that's one employee just doing that for 12 hours the day. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, get in touch with us. Have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. This is REM. It's the end of the world as we know it. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.